Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy that you are with me. You have no idea. Because how could I come to a place as wonderful as the Adelphi Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York, and not share this with you? I mean, it really would be the most selfish thing to keep this all to myself. This, I'm only on property maybe 20 minutes. And I have to tell you, I have seen very little. I have done very little. I am completely smitten. The hotel reminds me, when I look hither and yon, it reminds me of Waterford, Ireland. It reminds me of the Ballymaloe House in County Cork. There is this oldie worldy charm, and yet it is as modern and up-to-date as it can be. And there is such character here. I want you to watch out for the blog I'm going to write. That's already written in my head, so I just need to make the time to sit down and do it. Because I want to show you pictures of other places in the world that you don't have to cross an ocean to go to if you don't have the time or the budget to do it. Find your way to Saratoga Springs, and you will have that kind of experience. And there is a warmth, a welcome, a charm about everybody I've met in the process of making it from the front door through reception and the lobby area into this wonderful cafe area that's decked out in my favorite color, blue. And we're going to be talking first with the executive chef and then with the general manager right after this.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
One of the people that I love to meet when I go to a hotel that prides itself on food service is the executive chef. And I want to introduce you to Chris Bonnevier, who tells me his heritage is Swedish.
Yes, it is.
Somewhere there's a Frenchman in
there. Yeah, there's got to be.
There is a Frenchman.
I don't
in
know where the lineage goes with
them. Yeah, well, I speak French fluently, so I'm always looking for people that speak French. Otherwise, I'm talking to myself. So, talk. The first thing we found out about one another is that you are a Berkshire County man.
Berkshire, raised, born and raised and grown, yeah. I lived there and went to, in Dalton, grew up in Dalton, went to Wakona High School, graduated from Wakona, moved on into my culinary career from there.
All of you that are listening on WBRK 101.7 FM and WSBS 860 on the AM dial and 90.3. Thank you. Good that you're here. Listen, my senior producer, David Isby, is the general manager of WSBS. Mm. And can you imagine me carrying on and not remembering the FM band? Right. But all of you watching and listening, Chris from Berkshire County, he even knows how to say Berkshire, not Berkshire. How did you find your way here?
Well, you know, long story, I worked across Europe and found my way back to the East Coast. I was working in Arizona and some other places, you know, here in the United States, and found my way back when we had our first child. I wanted to raise my child back in the Berkshires, where we had such a great childhood, so I wanted to offer that to my children. So made my way there and worked for several chefs out of New York, one Terrence Brennan, two Michelin star chef, and most recently I was up in Vermont working at the Hermitage Club Resort, and the resort actually closed. So I moved on, and Terrence had moved on, and one of Terrence's good friends is David Burke, and David Burke is the consulting chef up here. And at the time, just kind of happened that I was taking some time off, and he needed somebody to come up and start and help fix things and get things organized and put in the right direction. So I said, okay, we'll try it out and see how it goes, and here I am a year later.
In Saratoga Springs, New York.
Saratoga Springs, New York.
A great place to be. Yeah. Also,
I love it.
Place
it's amazing.
To raise your kids.
This community is unbelievable. Like, I love being in this, just being a part of this community and just.
Why? What makes it special?
I think just the people in general in this community are just very supportive, very outpouring. You know, I came here. I started here in end of April, May, and we were just so jamming busy. And I just to get the LinkedIn messages and the Facebook messages and from some of the local area chefs just welcoming us to the area.
Oh, how cool.
And I think the outpouring of local people here are just great. It's great.
You
people.
Know, local chambers of commerce and convention and tourism bureau of Saratoga. Thank you.
That's a plug, I guess.
But it's interesting that you talk about local chefs welcoming you and whatnot. Yeah. Did you see the film Haute Cuisine?
No.
H-A-U-T-E.
No. Don't get much time to watch so much TV.
You got to get the film.
Okay.
Or the alternative is come to visit friends and relatives in Berkshire County and come to our house.
Okay, perfect.
And I'll tell me what ingredients.
I'll bring some big steaks.
I'll stand next to you and watch you do, and then we'll eat and watch Haute Cuisine.
Perfect, okay.
This is a phenomenal film about the woman who was hired by the president of France to... Mitterrand, to be his personal chef for when there were no VIPs, there was no big deal dinner going on, and he just wanted cooking like his grandma made for him in the Basque country.
That's great, yo. Oh, and the Basque flavors are amazing.
So first of all, never watch this film hungry. But it's based on a true story. It's a wonderful film. But what's interesting is there's the main dining room that does all the fancy, you know, when dignitaries come to dinner or lunch or meetings or whatever with the president of France. And the chefs in that kitchen, of course, it's coming from the head chef trickling down. You don't know what they would have been like without his attitude.
Jealousy
was unbelievable. So it's always nice to hear that there are chefs that want to hug one another rather than stab one another.
You know, I think that mentality's changed a lot. You know, I worked for a property I told you before we went on air, is L'Hôtellerie Bresson in Hillsdale, New York, and he was one of the old world style French chefs, yellers, screamers, you know. And then when I worked in France,
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, we ran into a lot of that, you know. And I think as the generations moved, a lot of things transitioned and changed so much over the years. I'm 51 years old. I've been doing this 37 years now, almost. And
what is your first memory in a kitchen?
Oh, at a young age, when I was washing pots and pans and dishes and doing,
what in your family kitchen?
No, in working at L'Hôtellerie. That's where I started. That's where I started my career.
But there had to be a time in your life when you were 3 or 5 or 9 or 10 or something where. No?
No, very simple food growing up, yeah. Goulash. And
you didn't play in the kitchen? You didn't have an interest?
No, I really didn't. There wasn't really anything there for me in that. I just didn't really.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. You're the only chef I know that started on the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Because just about everybody tells me
they
about
cooked
a
with
father,
their grandmother and they
a grandmother,
their,
yeah, a mother, or I had one chef tell me, I learned to cook at the age of 8 in self-defense because my mother was a terrible, terrible cook. Yeah, I love interviewing chefs. The stories are fabulous.
They all change. They're always different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's where, you know, my passion grew, you know, at 14 years old. Doing dishes, but watching the pride behind the cooks that were on the line and the, what they were putting out and the whole animals coming in the back door and just how much they loved what they did. And I started to watch that and I culminated from there and grew from there. I mean, I was making souffles and fresh puff pastry by the time I was 15 years old. and just
you're coming to my house, huh?
Okay.
Plan to spend a couple of days.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and you know exactly where we live.
Yeah, no, I know exactly.
Now,
I do.
Now you know how to find us. Yeah. So, you connected with the Adelphi Hotel here in Saratoga Springs. How?
Through David Burke. David Burke's their culinary consultant.
And he's that was when? That was last April?
That was last April, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it about what you do here that you find the most rewarding?
The working together with and collaborating with David on some of our processes and some of our recipes and recipe development, but also working with the team in the kitchens, which are amazing.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams live from the Adelphi Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
On the side, I don't want pork chops and bacon. That won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frem sauce with the acetate. Wish a papa on the side. Well, a girl, she really got to eat. And a girl, she should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right.
Ah, Curacao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curacao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curacao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curacao.com and visit Curacao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curacao.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the Doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Hip Balco, Steve Spurrier here, and I know just how stressful it can be when time is tight and you need points on the board. Well, just like my fun and gun offense, AmeriFactors is a fast-moving game winner when it's fourth down and your business can't afford a funding fumble. Providing up to 98% of receivables in as little as 24 hours, your business can get the cash flow it needs to make payroll, hire new talent, or purchase equipment faster than ever. Best of all, funds come directly from your unpaid invoices, so there's absolutely nothing to pay back. And if your clients don't pay, AmeriFactors is your defensive line taking the hit. With over 29 years of successfully funding businesses, you know AmeriFactors is a name you can trust to score big and score fast.
800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. 800-890-6380. That's 800-890-6380.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be at the Adelphi Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York, and you almost don't need directions. You come into Saratoga Springs, you're going to find it. It's on Broadway. It's right there in the middle of everything. A wonderful place to base yourself for walking around to all the boutique shops. And I have to tell you, I spent a fortune today just driving along Broadway, looking in the windows, saying, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that. Just beautiful things, real creativity. Much of it handmade by local creative people. Some of it bought by buyers who have some really good understanding of what consumers are looking for, because it was a joy driving down the street. And then suddenly, there was the hotel. And we are in their restaurant. What's the name of the restaurant?
This one we're sitting in right now is the Blue Hen.
The Blue Hen. And I am with Chris Bonnevier, who is the executive chef. Do I have that right?
You do.
Oh, good. Who is the executive chef of the Adelphi Hospitality Group. So what are the food...
The venues that we have.
Offerings of that group.
So what we have the Blue Hen. Blue Hen offers an amazing brunch on Saturday
this
and Sundays.
This place is adorable, and I love your mosaic tile floor that's reminiscent of what you would... Well, if you go to Pompeii in Italy, you'll see floors that look like this. The little white octagon or hexagon... are they? No, I think they're pentagon. One, two, three, four. Pentagon-shaped tiles in black and white. Darling. Just darling.
That's beautiful in here. The aura in here, the feel in here.
That's great.
The room feels beautiful with the brick and the blue tablecloths and the atrium. It's amazing. So we have this. We have Morrissey's when they offer amazing creative craft cocktails, per se. Bartenders are amazing over there, and we do fun finger food and just, you know, eclectic style, you know, finger tapas, and you can actually even get a full meal over there as well.
What kind of tapas do you serve?
Well, not really traditional tapas, per se, right?
Well, that's what I have to keep you honest.
I got you.
Because I'll tell you what drives me crazy. What drives me crazy is when somebody has on the menu Caesar salad and the dressing has vinegar in it, because Caesar salad does not have vinegar.
No, lemon juice.
It's one of the reasons that I like it, because I don't like vinegar dressings.
Right.
It grabs me behind my ears.
Sure, yeah, pulls it right back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the people put on the menu, we once went into a place, they had Cobb salad on the menu, and no, what came out, that was not a Cobb salad.
Right,
that
yeah.
was some chicken yeah. over here and some lettuce over there. Mm-hmm. And two strips of bacon. And I said, what is that exactly? You know, if you want to serve it, call it something else. But, you know, right. if you're going to say, give it a name. And the one that kills me is bouillabaisse. Sure. If it's going to be bouillabaisse, it has to be like what you get in Marseille or yeah. in Juan-les-Pins,
yeah.
south of France, where you
oh,
didn't
sure.
walk too far from
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're talking. But if you're serving fish chowder.
Serve with orui and serve with the crostade.
Oh, yeah. You know. I mean, if you're going to call it, you know, if you're not going to serve it the real deal, then just call it fish chowder and be done
else.
With it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to give it a name.
Be true to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you're doing tapas, what are you really doing?
So we're doing, finger food, we'll call it more finger
okay.
food, right? So we do candy clothesline bacon. We hang up these strips of bacon.
Have
it's a David Burke signature thing, so.
Is David Burke associated with the European restaurant in Montreal?
No,
you ever go there?
No, I've never.
I got to get you there, sir.
Okay.
No, I really have to get you there. In fact, if you go to sabrams.com and on the, you'll see me hiding behind a red telephone booth. You'll see Travel TV above that. Click on that and go to the episode that's about, it says something Albany, Montreal, and County Cavan, Ireland. That's what's in that episode. The Montreal part, that's how they serve their appetizers, their desserts. It's these little sticks in
the bottom
with a clothesline, little pins.
Yeah.
And they've got, that's how they, I have to show you pictures.
David does a lot of that stuff.
Oh, and they serve things in, you know those, you go places and it looks like books and you open it and it's really just like a cigar box,
but
it looks like a book.
They serve stuff in that?
All the food is served
there.
Well, because the restaurant, the kitchen's on the first level and there are only a few tables outdoors and indoors on the first level and most of it's upstairs.
Oh, that's cool.
So to get the waiters up and down the steps easy, everything's served in boxes. So little boxes, big boxes. You open the box and theatrical smoke comes out. Because a wild place.
Oh, that's
It'll
cool.
give you some
I got to check
ideas.
That out. Yeah, that sounds very
European,
cool. European.
Montreal.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Around the corner from Le Cristal, the Crystal Hotel.
Okay.
Nice. And a couple of blocks from the train station. So take Amtrak.
Go right up to
Saratoga Station.
Yeah.
Go up to Montreal and hop a cab or walk.
Sounds like a March
blocks,
trip.
One or the other. Well, you know, I once
I can't go in the summer. So.
I once went in February prepared for, you know, the snow up to my nose and there was no snow. So.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
Yeah, so, you know, just go. Don't
I've seen
worry
enough
about
snow
it.
For my lifetime.
So what's your favorite thing to make? Do you have a signature dish?
I don't think we really do. No, I don't think we have anything particularly signature here. I think we just really, you know, the other part of what I love to do, love about Saratoga as well, is that I love to be able to use the local farming community. The farming community is very vibrant in this
area. Oh, upstate New York?
Yeah,
you got it all.
It's huge. It's great. The cider,
I'm
going to
tell you a secret that makes me crazy.
Yeah.
I've been talking with some people. I can't tell, divulge too much because it'll embarrass far too many people who deserve to be embarrassed, by the way. But I have been talking with some people for ages about, you'll pardon the expression, beefing up the academic accessibility for truly learning valuable skills in travel, tourism, and hospitality. There's some stuff going on, but it's not where it ought to be.
Yeah.
And I found something recently where somebody was suggesting that what Berkshire County should be doing is positioning itself as a farm-to-table place and having it all focused on farming and this and that. And it's like you're in a cultural county that is overflowing with world-class art, music, dance, opera, you name it.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're going to worry because either Oneida County or Oneonta, I forget which. It's one of those O's. They created this whole farming thing. Well, duh, yeah, you're talking about upstate New York.
Yeah, sure.
It
yeah,
just,
yeah.
sometimes people...
This is just as good as it is in Berkshire County. It's got out our every back door is a farm.
Yeah.
And it's available. We're working with a farm. We're working with
but
a farm.
But you have a much bigger farming story in New York State than
sure.
Berkshire County's ever going to have.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, there's a reason that Massachusetts became famous for boat building. So, what do you offer currently? Because you've got a serious amount of competition in Saratoga Springs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like a miniature, a kind of really microcosmic New York City.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
You have fine restaurants
absolutely
with
is.
Fine offerings.
Yeah.
Most hotels, restaurants are a loser.
Yeah.
And I don't mean a loser in terms of bad food, but in terms of being self-sustaining, because in most places, people can go off somewhere else and dine.
Right.
They don't have to be...
Well, here
you know,
at Blue Hen, we do it. Right now, we're offering to the locals and offering to everybody a three-course, be able to come in and enjoy this beautiful room, three courses for $35.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's
it's
an amazing, incredible deal. But otherwise, we offer really new, just, I like to phrase our cuisine as just new American fresh. You know, and it's what it is. The new American fresh we came up with.
I'm going to have to taste my way through some of that,
yeah.
So I know exactly
yeah.
what that means. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
The pleasure has been all mine. Chris Bonnevier, and I truly want you to come out and visit us.
Sure,
and,
absolutely.
And, you know, you're grounded in the area, so you know how to
beat
a path. I got it all. I got it all. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941. This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars and small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Watch some of your favorite shows on Biz TV. Check to see if you get Biz TV by going to BizTV.com. And now, back to Biz Talk Radio.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am just delighted to be at the Adelphi Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York, with the general manager, Helen Watson. And there is something that those of you who have been avid fans of Travel with Stephanie Abrams, Travelers 411, and now Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams know well from my instruction. When you meet a woman who is a general manager, you know before she opens her mouth that she is sensational, incredible, amazingly competent, because this is a very heavily male-dominated occupation. And sometimes I think it's because most women are smart enough not to take the job, because there has to be a degree of feeling like you are married to the hotel and everything else in your life has to come next, because that's, you know, you could be celebrating anything, and if there's something serious in the hotel, you're going to drop it all and run.
Absolutely.
It's like being a surgeon or something.
It is. You're on call 24/7. Yeah. You know, my phone is next to my bed all night. Right. If the alarm goes off, if something happens overnight, I have overnight managers here, which is amazing and wonderful, but if something really goes wrong, I have to be, here.
Yeah.
So you're 100% correct. It's married to the job. It's 24/7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't do something else, would you?
It's a passion. It really is. I think anybody in hospitality who's been in hospitality for any length of time, it's because you love it. It's not an easy industry to be involved in on so many
levels. It's an impossible industry to leave.
But
you know, because I can think back, 30 years or more, talking with people who are grousing and complaining. Mm-hmm. Because we are also at the whim of politics, economics, health-related things. You know, if an illness is sweeping through, a country or an area, if the weather conditions are horrible, if the, political climate is not a good one, if the economic climate is, there are things beyond your control that you absolutely cannot handle you have to work around and work with and live with, far beyond everything that's part of the normal everyday of...
Absolutely. Well, this is a people business, and you can't, you never know what's going to come at you. You never know what that next phone call is going, whether it's going to be 2 minutes or the next 2 hours of your life.
Right.
You just don't know, because you're dealing with people.
Right. And well, the funny thing about it is I've said to people who are busy grousing and complaining, when they're all done, I say, well, so are you planning on leaving? Oh, no. Oh, no. And there are people in the travel industry and travel, tourism, and hospitality who leave and go to work for, some company that makes photocopiers or something, or, some mechanical business or some, medical field something, or some academic something. And somewhere between 6 months and a year later, they're scratching and clawing at the doors trying to get back
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. I mean, this is an interesting business. I wouldn't have half the experiences I've had in my life, half the interesting people I've met, if I wasn't in this industry. Politicians, celebrities, royalty. I mean, it's
so remarkable. You were out on the left coast for a...
I was.
How long did you work
in California?
I
was in Los Angeles for 20 years.
Oh.
25 in Southern California.
So throw some names around.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why?
I worked for Four Seasons for 20 years.
Which ones?
Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills, Pretty Woman Hotel.
Yes,
so a lot of people, interesting people come through the door. I was at the Four Seasons Los Angeles before that, which is very entertainment heavy. That's where the entertainment industry stay for the most part. So I did many years in banquets or events, worked a lot of press junkets for movies that were coming out and such. So got to meet a lot of interesting people. It's been fun. It's been a fun ride.
So mother taught you nothing? You left L.A. to come to the great Northeast?
In December.
Oh, Lord.
Why make life easy?
did you not know we have something called winter?
I did, but apparently I forgot. 20 years on the East Coast, thin blood, you totally forget. It's like childbirth. You forget how painful it is, and then you go and have another one, and then another one.
Or marriage.
Or marriage, exactly. Exactly.
So what allured you back east?
I wanted to get out of Los Angeles for a while. You know, big city traffic, expense, just... I wanted to change. I really wanted to change everything up. This job opportunity came up, which was an incredible opportunity for me. And I wanted to come back east. I'm from England originally.
Where?
Mother.
You sure lost the accent.
I sure did. Long story. My mother's in East Anglia, so about 100 miles north of London, near
right.
Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Croydon, which is kind of Surrey.
Where
South
the
London.
First airport was. That was Heathrow before it was.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For about 2.5, almost 3 years, British Airways was a sponsor.
Okay.
And they wanted us to do all kinds of wacko things. And I was always up for that. As a matter of fact, we went to at Heathrow Airport, which is like a city.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you,
and it keeps getting bigger.
you don't realize, even you know, well beyond the terminals, mm-hmm. what's going on
right.
On the grounds of Heathrow. There's a building that houses, I think it's called BlackRock, if I'm not mistaken, but it's got their offices, mm-hmm. and it has a museum. And they wanted me to see this museum with all kinds of memorabilia, artifacts, what they used to call the air hostess costumes, you know, on mannequins and whatnot. And I was there, and there were people there doing research with old manifests of, you know, who flew on what mm-hmm. day from where. And there was a guy there who was associated with the Croydon, I don't know, there's still an airport there.
Interesting.
And so... he was doing research on, like, who was flying around in the 30s and 40s and
right.
well, landing
dad,
there.
My dad worked for Pan Am Airlines, which is what brought us to the United States.
Oh, he had to be a wonderful person.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he do?
He was in marketing. He was...
what was his name?
Bill Watson.
I didn't know him.
Yeah, we moved here in the 70s. They promoted him, moved him to Miami, so we came to Miami and...
When you meet wonderful people who are beginning to age out, but when you meet wonderful people in the travel industry, when you are just awed by how easy they are to work with, how much they go to bat for you, and even when they can't get you the insane thing that you need and want, you know they really tried. They either came from Pan Am or Eastern.
Yep. Yeah.
Those two companies, the employees were incredible.
Right.
Yeah. Incredible.
The history.
I think the guy I work with in New York's name was in marketing was Ed Latimer, I want to say. Do you know that name at all?
It sounds familiar, but I don't know. Growing up in that industry with my father, just lots of names.
So at what point did you leave England and wind up here?
Were
you under 13?
I was 14, actually.
Oh, that's how you got rid of the accent.
Exactly.
After that, it's too late.
Forget about it. I kind of regret not having the accent, but it is what
it
is.
You can get it back. No, I grew up in Baltimore until I was about 7 or 8. You put me back in Baltimore, and I'll start saying things like cherry and chocolate.
Yeah,
when
I'm back home,
it comes upon you.
Talking to somebody with the accent.
It comes upon you.
Because
you become like a sponge.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And whatever it is, you absorb.
You go back to it as well.
That's what it is.
So I went back to England when I was 14. Did the rest of high school and college, and then right after college moved to the West Coast.
Oh, what a glorious path.
Yes, it was interesting.
Oh, well, I think that's an understatement. Where'd you go to school exactly?
Brighton University in Brighton.
Brighton is wonderful.
I love it. It's great.
Brighton has that big, amazing building that looks like that Crystal Palace at Disney World. That thing that was built for the guy for his wife. There's a big... I can't remember what it's called, but it's this big thing in Brighton. Brighton, you want sunshine in the UK, you go to Brighton.
Exactly.
There's this building. It looks like the Taj Mahal. It's this big white thing. And
yes, I do remember that. Okay, I don't know what it's called. My campus was in Eastbourne, which is 20 miles east
I know
of Brighton.
Eastbourne.
Yeah.
And you're not far from something that starts with a C, where they have, what's the name of the town? Where they have, Cornwall, where they have the best rum raisin ice cream in the whole world.
Amazing. And they also have white sandy beaches and palm trees, which
yes.
I didn't know existed in England until I was
there
in my 30s.
There are palm trees on the north coast of Scotland, because the Gulf Stream flows up and around and keeps everything warm. And all over Ireland,
People
have palm trees in their gardens. And they're not in pots that they take inside when it's a cold day or something.
Yeah.
They're there in the ground year-round. That's what people say to me. Why do you go to Ireland in the winter? It's, you know, it's cold. In February, the pansies are growing, you know. It's, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So, did you wind up on the West Coast when you came back from school?
I went out on purpose. I wanted to go to California for many, many years, and I got had an interview with Four Seasons Hotels, got hired, and moved out on my 23rd birthday. Two suitcases and $1,500 in my bank account, and didn't know a soul, but I had a job.
That made a difference.
Yeah, I moved to Santa Barbara, which is heaven.
Gorgeous.
Amazing, and worked at the Four Seasons Biltmore there for 4 years.
Oh, that's a hotel, honey.
I made my way down to Los Angeles.
That is a hotel.
It's a good good hotel to cut your teeth on.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. And yeah, it's got one of those fancy clienteles as well.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Yeah, that's marvelous.
Yeah, it was fun times.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you everything.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog and at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, "Hey Einstein, how do you get all those ideas?" My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams, and dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom Sleep Tabs, you get to your dreams faster because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
From Main Street to Wall Street, we have the business content you need. So sit back, take notes, and tell your friends about Biz Talk Radio.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be with Helen Watson, the general manager of the Adelphi Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York. You know what? If you're a company that's not entirely thrilled with where you are and you need to move to more space, you know, once you go through the aggravation of putting everything in boxes and getting all your computers disconnected and all that, that's the hard part. Once you put the boxes are picked up and put on a truck or whatever, it doesn't matter where you go. This is a wonderful place to base yourself for a company. Honestly, don't you think so, Helen?
Absolutely.
I mean, you, for families, for people, and you know, some destinations are rotten for single people. But this is such a happening kind of a place with the bistros and the, you know, it's a college town too.
It's a college. It's got Skidmore College here.
Right.
It's a very vibrant town.
Right. You've got all kinds of cultural stuff and events and musical things and Cafe Lena, which is music 7 days a week.
7 days a week, the oldest cafe, musical cafe, apparently, I think, in the country, and it's still going today.
We're
going
to find out,
yes.
Because as soon as somebody
says that. Don't quote
me
on that. But yeah.
No, I think Sarah Craig told me that. But, you know, every time somebody tells me they're the oldest something, I get a listener somewhere in the world because, you know, we're on iHeartRadio and people listen to us on, you know, our podcasts and our archived audio online. So I get responses from, you know, people in New Zealand, and, you know, people, English-speaking people who are in, you know, other parts of the world who come back and not so fast. Let me give you an update. Give us a run-through about why people should choose the Adelphi Hotel from other options.
Absolutely. We're the only hotel of its kind in Saratoga Springs. So we were built in 1877. We, like I had previously stated, are the only remaining Victorian-era hotel in this region.
Wow.
We're the only luxury hotel in Saratoga Springs, true luxury hotel. So we're filling a certain niche.
What makes it a luxury hotel?
The product, the service, the standards that we uphold. the experience that somebody can expect when they come through the door here and they stay here.
And you've got special in-hotel dining, which is
absolutely
key to that.
Yeah.
Are you part of Historic Hotels of America?
No, we're part of SLH, Small Luxury Hotels, but not Historic
Hotels.
Yeah,
but you could be that too.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about it?
No, but that's something to look into.
Okay, so let me put you in touch with Larry Horowitz.
Okay.
Who I haven't talked to him in a couple of years now, so I'm hoping he's still the CEO of Historic Hotels of America. You qualify. Two of the things you need is that you are truly a historic hotel and that you're well-run, well-managed, and wonderful because
right.
they don't want to mess up their reputation
yeah, of course.
By having somebody stay here and say, didn't like that. Maybe I'll never stay in one of these again.
Right, right.
So, but you certainly qualify in that category. And you have to have food service available in the hotel, even if you're in the middle of New York City surrounded by 25,000 hotels,
right.
Restaurants, they expect you to have
Of course.
Inside.
It's a full, we're a full-service
right, exactly.
hotel, so yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are people that are dyed-in-the-wool historic hotels people. And, you know, just like there are Olay and Chateau people, you know, that they're like groupies.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So I think it, you know, would be a good thing. But talk about the rooms a little bit. How many are there? How many can you...
We have 32 guest rooms, 12 suites, 14 king rooms, 6 doubles. We have 3 specialty suites, one-of-a-kind suites. And on the second floor, we have a library that is open to guest use only, but can also be rented in conjunction with either one or both of the suites.
Are there real books in there?
There are real books from the original hotel dating back to...
Oh, wow.
I'll take you up there and show you. It's
okay.
They're fascinating.
So does somebody have an inventory of the books?
Don't have a listed inventory.
Somebody needs to make one.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to have a... Especially if you have older books.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a book I want you to look for.
Okay.
I want you to look for The Decoration of Houses by Edith Wharton, or any Edith Wharton, which would have probably been published in the late 1890s or early 1900s, very early 1900s. I'll tell you a story about that when we're all done here. I found one on a library shelf at Flora's Castle in Scotland and suggested that the 10th Lord of Roxborough either give it or loan it,
right.
temporary or permanent loan, to the Mount in Berkshire County, Edith Wharton's home,
okay.
which would have given him about $1 million of publicity like this overnight, and the Edith Wharton Society running after, you know, coming to visit, because here's signed for 1895
wow.
Scribner, first edition, Edith Wharton.
That's impressive, yes.
And he said, I'm not sick and I'm not dead yet. I said, forgive me, all you Scotsmen, for the stereotype, but I said, you really are a Scotsman. After he told me he really thinks of himself as a Brit. Yeah. Anyway, another story for another day. You have a final word for our listeners.
I just want to thank you for coming and showing up and,
oh,
and experiencing the hotel.
And
thank you for all of your kind words. You know, this is a special place for me. It's close to my heart. Was here when it was all beams and wires, and to see it fully renovated and coming alive again, and having the locals come in and really enjoying it. And
the
being
owners
proud.
Know how lucky they are to have you. I'll be the one to tell
oh,
them.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you.
People, the Adelphi Hotel, Saratoga Springs, New York, and their website, theadelphihotel.com. Oh, we've run out of time. Where did it all go? Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.